Some bishops are eliminated from playoffs. This and more on Christus Vincit, episode 28, coming to you right now.
From a living room somewhere in Rhode Island, it's Christus Vincit. Today's features, Christus Vincit Sports. A Christus Vincit Morgan Crawl, part 1. The good, the bad, and the ugly. With musical guest, DJ Top Shelf. And now, your friend on the organ bench, Brian Michael Page.
Today is May 7th, 2006, the fourth Sunday of Easter. This is often known as Good Shepherd Sunday. I am the Good Shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep and mine know me. That hymn you just heard, As I Sing the Mighty Power of God, which was our introit hymn for this weekend's liturgies. Now, a couple of things you might notice I've been doing different, at least since the Lenten mission that we had a little over a month ago. One, full verse introduction for most hymns, which justifies a former deacon friend of mine's telling me, "You play like a Protestant." And two, no more interrupting the liturgy with hymn announcements. We've had two boards now, one on either side of the altar, for about 16 months now. I think at this point it's high time that we quit defeating the purpose, you know, and making hymn announcements every time a hymn comes up when it's right there on the board. So for now, I've been just giving reminders about a minute before Mass that all the numbers are up on the boards. Please follow the boards. And come June, the reminders are going to stop too. Now back to the hymn you heard. That hymn reminds me of a show we did back in January called The Hymn Tune, An Interchangeable Part. Now the hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, which you just heard about a minute ago, is used to show examples on how the hymn could be sung to various hymn tunes. Let's hear this 2-minute clip. Time warp, back to episode 10. Let's take a look at another well-known hymn text, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. In a few different hymnals that I have in my possession, I have seen this text set to at least 3 different tunes. Before I mention tune names, let me give you a brief primer on tune names. When you look in the index of tunes, or even in the metrical index, you'll see some strange names in several different languages, English, German, Latin, Italian, Welsh. The list goes on and on. Now, there are the names actually given by the composer of the music, not the author of the hymn text. Anyways, I Sing the Mighty Power of God in the hymnals I have are set to such tunes as Elecombe, which is in the music issue, which we use at Holy Ghost. That is the tune, I Sing the Mighty Power of God that made the mountains rise. Might be fairly familiar. Elecombe can also be used to a 7676D text, like the Day of Resurrection. Then is a tune called Mozart, written, of course, by Mozart. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise. And Forest Green, which is an English tune that Anglicans often associate as the alternate tune to the familiar O Little Town of Bethlehem. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise.
That deacon really tell you you play like a Protestant?
He sure did.
What did he go to say that for?
Well, let's see. Full verse intros, processionals on near full organ.
You ever consider praying for the Protestants?
No, and no offense to our Protestant friends, but I am Catholic and I love Catholic liturgy. I'm only out to give it the love and care that it deserves.
Amen, bro.
Christos Vinci presents... Christos Vinci Sports. Here's your Bush League correspondent, Brian Michael Page. Greetings, sports fans. This week we continue our study of... Bishops in Sports. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but some of our bishops just got eliminated from playoff action. They are... Bishop Lynch and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Cardinal Turcotte and the Montreal Canadiens. Cardinal Egan and the New York Rangers. Cardinal Regali and the Philadelphia Flyers. Cardinal Maeda and the Detroit Red Wings, although the Pistons are still in the running. Bishop Henry and the Calgary Flames. Bishop Chobe and the Nashville Predators. Bishop Grauman and the Dallas Stars. Archbishop Dolman and the Milwaukee Bucks. Bishop Steve and the Memphis Grizzlies. Archbishop Shepard and the Denver Nuggets, although his Colorado Avalanche is still in the running. Cardinal George and the Chicago Bills, but we're going to give them a pat on the back anyways, because it's the first time they've even made the playoffs since when? Archbishop Buechlein and the Indiana Pacers. Cardinal McCarrick and the Washington Wizards. Bishop Wagon and the Sacramento Kings. And Cardinal Mahoney and the L.A. Lakers, although the L.A. Clippers are still in the running. Well, if I had a Christos Vinci t-shirt, I'd offer it to them. Sorry. The only bishop left with two teams in the playoffs now is Archbishop Myers. Yes, the New Jersey Devils and the New Jersey Nets. So, let's see how our bishops are making out in the playoffs going into today. Both the NHL and the NBA are in the conference semifinals, best of seven. Bishop Kamiak and the Sabres in overtime over Archbishop Gervais and the Ottawa Senators. Bishop Gossman smokes Archbishop Myers in Game 1, and that is a 6-0 blank. Archbishop Collins and the Oilers start their Game 1 tonight against Bishop McGrath and the San Jose Sharks. And also in Game 1 action, Bishop Brown and the Bishop Brown and the Mighty Ducks blanking Archbishop Shepard and the Avalanche by a score of 5-0. And now the NBA playoffs, they have, that series is underway. The Bishop Lennon Cavaliers and the Cardinal Maeda Pistons starts tonight, as well as the Mahoney Clippers and the Olmsted Suns. And then tomorrow night for Game 1, the Favaloro Miami Heat and Archbishop Myers Nets. And also tomorrow night, Bishop Grauman's Mavericks and the Archbishop Gomez San Antonio Spurs. And you can catch up on all of that and more at christosvinci.blogspot.com. Even we musicians have to have some fun sometimes.
couch!
We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music. We're going to have a virtual organ crawl. We'll have a brand spanking new episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, and some music by DJ Top Shelf. Don't go away.
Ouch!
Who are the saints? Why do we care? Each one of us needs a hero, but to whom should we look? Maybe a boss, a politician, a sports hero? Sooner or later, we're always disappointed. But the saints don't let us down. We need only look to the many who have gone before us, who've lived lives of great virtue and charity. Those people who've made mistakes and sinned, just like us. From the names of cities, St. Cloud, St. Joseph, to St. Bernard's, the Grateful Dead sang of St. Stephen, and Louis Armstrong had the saints marching in. The saints are all around us. Who could we ask to help us if we're a doctor, a lawyer, a broadcaster, have a fear of public speaking? Who are these men and women called saints? Do you have a favorite saint, a special devotion? Do you have what it takes to be a saint? Well, we've got thousands of examples on how to live our lives, and we'll meet them here at the SaintCast. You can subscribe at saintcast.org. You'll have soundseeing tours, interviews with saint experts, canonization news, books, prayers, and movies about saints. We'll discuss patron saints. We have a Saint Jeopardy quiz each week and fun facts of saints. Who's the patron saint of coffin bearers? The patron saint of headaches? The patron saint of the fear of wasps? So visit the SaintCast. You can subscribe at saintcast.org. That's SaintCast.org, where you'll learn all about the saints and their lives and histories, and perhaps you'll discover that you might have what it takes to be a saint.
La-di-di-dee, la-di-di-doo, what did we sing today? Now we run down through our music for the fourth Sunday of Easter. The introit for this weekend was I Sing the Mighty Power of God, the hymn you heard earlier on today's show. Now the text comes from the renowned hymn author Isaac Watts. The music is the tune Elecombe, which was first published in a hymnal from Württemberg, Germany, called Gesangbuch der Herzogel in 1784. The Gloria, of course, was Pelequin's Mass of the Bells. Now, the psalm for this weekend, Psalm 118, using the antiphon, "The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone." The verses were set to tone 2, while the antiphon is the final of 4 adaptations that I had made from the motu chant O Filii et Filiae. Speaking of which, the Alleluia was also from O Filii et Filiae. The offertory, a repeat from last week, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, using the tune Old Hundredth. The ordinary of the Mass, the Sanctus Anamnesis, Amen, and Agnus Dei, are all from the Mass of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin. The Lord's Prayer was the sacramentary chant in English. Now, the communion hymn was You Satisfy the Hungry Heart, also known as Gift of Finest Wheat. This hymn, as I may have mentioned quite some time ago, I think it might have been in one of the whitelist episodes that I did. I'm not exactly sure. But Gift of Finest Wheat was written for the 1976 Eucharistic Congress in Philadelphia. It was a collaboration of text by Omer Westendorf, set to music by Robert Krutz. The tune name is Bicentennial. And the recessional hymn, another repeat from last week, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast. iPadre. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
Now for a feature topic today, I figured I'd do something a little bit different. We're going to go on a virtual organ crawl. And today's organ crawl is going to lead us through three different Catholic churches in this tiny city in Rhode Island called Central Falls. Now, this city is 18,000 people packed in just over 1 square mile. Let's check out some of the organs over there. I'm going to take you through three different Catholic churches in the city of Central Falls. The first one is Notre Dame de Sacré-Cœur, translated Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. And it's a good-sized church up on Broad Street. Now, the current organ is a two-manual Allen digital organ that was built in 1972. It was one of the first Allens to use alterable voice cards. Now, this Allen replaces an old Esty that had been up there from the early part of the 20th century, and I think it was like 1986 where the Esty was finally dismantled. But such was the fad, unfortunately, in many parishes to just let the pipe organ go, not bother doing much repairs, and then replace it with an electronic instrument or a folk group. Now, such was not the case in the next church I'm going to take you into, and that is St. Joseph's Church on High Street. St. Joseph's is home to a sizable Polish congregation. In fact, I received my first communion there in 1971 by Father Peter Dobek. In 1976, the pastor, Father Anthony Iwocz, had taken up an organ fund drive and had replaced the dying Hook and Hastings pipe organ with a two-manual Moeller pipe organ, defying all liturgical fads of the time. Kudos to Father Iwocz for such a task. In fact, Father Iwocz just recently retired. Now let's go across the city. I'm going to take you into this good-sized church on Dexter Street, St. Matthew's. Now, like Notre Dame, we're talking a large edifice that is home to primarily French-Canadian congregations. However, with the closing of Holy Trinity Church back in 1989, which housed a 1917 Cole Tracker pipe organ, St. Matthew's now services Holy Trinity's Irish and Hispanic folk as well. Now, unlike Notre Dame is the fact that St. Matthew's houses a four-manual pipe organ with 70 ranks of pipes. Now, about 60 of those ranks are built by Caspar Frères of St. Hyacinthe, Quebec, as well as the console, a four-manual. Now, the other 10 ranks are from Hook and Hastings. They're located underneath the floor downstairs, underneath some grill work. That's a no-longer-functioning division called the aerial organ. It one time served as a floating antiphonal division. Now, later on, in the late 60s, a three-manual Austin console was installed downstairs in the chancel area. That way there, the entire organ could be played from downstairs as well as upstairs. The Austin console was recently replaced sometime in the 1990s. I can't remember exactly when. But it was replaced by a three-manual Aeolian Skinner console of about 70-some stops. Let's go back to that upstairs console for a minute, the one from Casavant. Now, the original organ was built in 1925 under a system known as the Audsley system, named after a builder named George Audsley. So the divisions were distributed thus. The lowest manual was known as the Great and marked as first organ. The second organ manual up was the swell, which was marked second organ. The next one up, the choir, was marked third organ. And finally, the top manual, the solo, is marked fourth organ. Now, the solo is the only division whose manual is in its normal place. Because normally, in a four-manual organ console, you would have choir, great, swell, solo, from bottom up. Here we have great, swell, choir, solo. A little bit different. Now, the swell and choir, the second and third organs, respectively, are subdivided. Each of those marked first subdivision and second subdivision. So very common, you'll see like a coupler, we'll say an 8-foot coupler. Second organ, first subdivision, 2 pedal. Third organ, second subdivision, 2 great. Or some crazy thing like that. Now, of course, the pedal was also marked pedal organ. And as I mentioned earlier, there was the no longer functioning antiphonal aerial organ. Now, St. Matthew's has had a history of some really, really good organists. Now, in the late 60s, there was Mr. DuPont. I believe he was the one that was responsible for putting the first chancel console in, the 3-manual Austin console. The 70s saw Ron Marcotte and later Paul Breaux. The 80s had John Hubert and later my good friend Rule Gifford. And then over the past decade and a half, the organist and music director has been Mr. Peter Lamoria. Matter of fact, it was Peter Lamoria under his reign where the second downstairs console was installed. One brief note also, since 1997, St. Matthew and Notre Dame have been operating together as the Holy Spirit Catholic community. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by Häagen-Dazs Ice Cream. It's getting warmer out, even in Minnesota. And wouldn't you just love to try such flavors as Dissimint, Banana Schism Split, and Liturgical Dancer's Licorice? Häagen-Dazs Ice Cream is available at the Kurt Jester's Grocer's Freezer. You will find the link in today's show notes. Today we have the Cassavant Frères edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Cassavant Frères of St. Hyacinth, Quebec is one of the best and largest organ builders in the world. I, for one, love the sound of a good Cassavant organ. This edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is dedicated to the brothers Cassavant. Here we go. The good. A Cassavant organ that works. The bad. A no longer working Cassavant organ, replaced by one of those toaster organs, namely a Hammond. Now, the ugly. Putting the big Leslie speakers for the Hammond behind the pipe facade of the no longer functioning Cassavant. Now we have some music for you. Here is DJ Top Shelf. We'll be right back. You just heard To Victory by DJ Top Shelf, brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Link will be in today's show notes as well. To Victory. Yes, we are in the fourth Sunday of Easter. We are in the middle of Easter season. What are we celebrating? Christ's victory over death. To Victory! I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christmas VGT is a podcast. Catholic song and liturgy is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun happening. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For young Christus VGT and hair, for Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vinci leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vinci. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay. May is only a week old and already we have 5 votes. We're on a good pace. Keep it up, folks, and thank you very much for your support. And please, don't forget to also vote for my friends down at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
A couple of notes before I close out today's show. For the first time in my 25-year career as an organist, I've been asked to provide music for a televised Mass. WLNE Channel 6 televises Holy Mass every Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Daylight Time, as a service for the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts. Now, the Mass that I will be providing the music for is being broadcast for the 7th Sunday of Easter, May 28th. The taping for this Mass will take place on Saturday, May 20th at 10 a.m. in the chapel of Bishop Stang High School in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts. If you happen to be in that area, you are cordially invited to attend. Now, mind you, we're not looking for an audience. We're looking for a congregation. So, we're not looking for people to just stand around as spectators. We're looking for people who can take part in the Mass. The celebrant, by the way, will be Father Tom Kosick, who is author of the book, The Reform of the Reform. Now, of course, the Fall River Diocese had asked him if he wanted to celebrate Mass, and of course he said yes, and it was Father Kosick who had a choice of either getting his own music or using their organist. He contacted me by email, and we've been in touch since. So you can bet this Mass is not going to be the greatest hits showcase that it usually is. Expect a considerable amount of chant. Finally, one of my favorite blog posts this week is one that I had wrote just yesterday called How to Train Your Cat. Now, the cat you're going to see pictured in the blog post is screaming out, "Please, please, please! I'll do what you want! I'll chase mice! I'll stay clean! I'll even use the litter box! But please, no more Glory and Praise of Gather songs!" Special thanks to my wife Ann for providing me the cat picture. I thank you much for joining me today. Next week, I will have a brand spanking new lineup for you. Hope you'll join us. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Ouch!
Christus Vincit is a member of the B-Team, Disciples with Microphones, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christus Vinci Network.